with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukraine using America-made longer-range missiles to hit inside Russia is getting a warning from the Kremlin about increased international tensions internationally. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Finer says Russia has no right to say any U.S. move regarding Ukraine is putting fuel on the fire.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I think this notion of fuel on the fire is frankly a side issue to the main issue, which is Russia waging a war of aggression across a sovereign border.
Ukraine said Russian missiles struck Sumy in northern Ukraine and Odessa in the south, killing at least 21 people and injuring dozens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll likely select a replacement for Senator Marco Rubio by early January. Bob Agnew reports.
DeSantis is vowing to find the best candidate to replace Rubio, who's been tapped by President-elect Trump to serve as Secretary of State. Facing pressure by some to appoint Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, DeSantis said in a statement that Florida needs a senator who can help President Trump deliver on his promises, but also one that, quote, has a proven record of results. Those pushing for Laura Trump include strong Trump allies, Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Rick Scott of Florida. Bob Agner reporting.
Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection and will attempt to reboot as it struggles to recover from the pandemic-caused swoon in travel and a failed attempt to sell the airline to JetBlue. Spirit is the biggest U.S. budget airline. It lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020 and faces looming debt payments totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. Spirit says it expects to operate as normal as it works its way through a prearranged Chapter 11 bankruptcy process. This is SRN News. Dr. Erwin Lutzer is pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago. In an interview with correspondent Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer exposes the heart of America's cultural crisis as it impacts Christian pastors in pulpits all across the country.
We believe in the separation of church and state, but you cannot separate the state from morality. So I believe that pastors have the responsibility of preaching to all of those issues, you know, whether or not it's abortion, transgenderism, same-sex marriage. We preach about those issues, which today are deemed political, but they are, point in fact, very biblical.
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is titled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity, and What We Must Do About It. It's available now from Harvest House Publishers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most U.S. stocks ticked higher to recover some of their sharp slide from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% for its first gain in 3 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average did slip 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. CVS Health rallied after adding 4 new directors to its board, including the CEO of a hedge fund that's a major investor. Treasury yields eased in the bond market, which also helped calm the stock market. Several big companies are lining up to report their latest quarterly results this week. The Dow is down 55 points to finish at 43,389. The NASDAQ gained 111 to 18,791. The S&P 500 added 23 points to 5,893. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.